pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this National Letter of Intent Signing Day. We're going to be talking with Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. This is kind of the waiting period. Some of the paperwork is in, some of it's not. Bo Pelini will have a press conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock to talk about the 25 to 26 kids that are signing for the Huskers. We will carry that live for you right here on ESPN Radio at 2 o'clock. I know. You can listen to Stephen A. Smith on the web, people, all right? If you're going to miss Stephen A. Smith, then I know by your emails that you will. He'll be on the web. But Bo Pelini, approximately 2 o'clock with his press conference this afternoon. So we're going to talk with Sean Callahan. Also today, we're going to catch up with a former just great, great athlete from the area, Jenny Kropp, Central Catholic, one of the maybe first, not the first, but one of the first big-time athletes to come out of GICC. Their volleyball program has been so good for so long. Then, of course, starred for the Huskers, helped win a national championship. And she is now on the pro volleyball circuit, and they will be in Omaha tomorrow night. And we will be talking with her about that coming up in the second half of the program today.
Douglas, maybe for the first time, I think of when doing this show, we've kind of followed a recruiting day probably a lot closer than other people. Well, not a lot of Husker fans. So, well, there's some crazies out there that know what's going on right now. Right now, all the paperwork has been sent in. Nebraska is short on two right now. Curry Cooper, the wide receiver out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and David Whitmore, the cornerback out of Port Arthur, Texas, are the only two people that Nebraska has not received the paperwork on. And I think in the past, you know, entering this show at least, you know, out of the 24 people, you know, I think 11, 12 had signed, but we were still waiting for several more. I think this is great news for this coaching staff.
Well, it's always an exciting day. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the area as well. We'll talk about some of the local high school kids, where they're going. But the Nebraska recruits, Daddy, right now, setting at six, led by Baker Steinkuhler. You've got Sean Fisher, Ricky Henry, Collins Okafor, John Leverson, and then Micah Krakenmeyer. Those are the six in-state recruits. I don't know, where do you think this Nebraska in-state recruit class stacks up?
Well, it's a little bit top-heavy with Mr. Steinkuhler getting all the mention. He was the one that everybody wanted. Now he's listed as the number one offensive lineman in the nation. So that was a good one to get. I find it interesting, though, somewhere down the line, a lot of people think Sean Fisher could emerge on the scene and play a lot of football early on in his Husker career.
Heard some good things about Ricky Henry as well. And to help fill us in on this 2008 recruiting class, as always, we are pleased to welcome Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Sean.
Happy signing day to you guys.
Well, we always look at this, and your work, I think you've told us before, it's usually done by this time. Now you just have to see if everybody is signing where they said they were signing, and so far, no surprises for Nebraska.
Well, actually, there is one surprise developing, guys. Kendall Tompkins, the wide receiver out of Miami. Originally, we said this morning that he was going to sign with Miami. He's put on a Miami Hurricanes hat at a press conference at school, but at this moment, he still hasn't faxed in that letter, so there could be some things going on with him and the University of Miami in terms of signing with that one. So that's one to watch as we sit here right now on signing day, because still no letter has been faxed in. John, who works for me at HuskersIllustrated.com, is sitting right next to me text messaging with Kendall Tompkins, his coach, about the whole deal, and it's by far over with at this point. There's still some things going on there.
Sean, following up on that a little bit, Kendall just did an official visit to Nebraska, a couple weeks ago, is that correct?
This past weekend.
Okay, this past weekend. So he is new, and that's fresh in his mind. Enjoyed his trip to Lincoln, I'm assuming.
Well, the thing is, he's from Miami. Several of his teammates have signed with the Hurricanes. So there's a lot of things going in different directions here for him, I think. And, you know, anytime, you know, you have that kind of pressure, I mean, that's the number one high school team in the nation. They have over 15 Division I players on their roster right now, signing today alone. So there's just a lot of things pulling him. I think his mother at first wanted him at Nebraska, but I think he felt the pressure to maybe stay at home and play at Miami with his high school teammates.
Sean Callahan is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, you take a look at Jeremy Crabtree joined us yesterday. A lot of people are saying a great job by this coaching staff to get this many guys to sign on the dotted line. What's been their selling point? Have you been able to hear or find out or what these recruits are telling you guys? What are the Nebraska coaching staff, Bo Pelini and his staff, telling these kids?
Well, they're really not, you know, selling them or making too many big promises other than the opportunity to play at a great school like Nebraska. I mean, that sells itself. And I think the big thing you have to be impressed is they targeted guys that they could get. You know, they didn't go out and go into a lot of battles where they didn't have a chance of landing the prospects. I mean, they went into about 8 or 10 battles in recruiting where they said, we have a really good chance to get these guys. And they got almost every single one of those guys down the stretch here, kids from Texas and Louisiana, maybe places that we didn't think Nebraska could get a guy or two, especially in like a state like Louisiana or even Florida with a Kendall Tompkins. So, you know, they've gone in there and done a great job in closing and finishing out strong, and that's always what you want to do in recruiting is finish out your class strong.
Sean, we've got an email question here. Dave wants to know, is there been a surprise recruit with this class?
Surprise in what way?
I guess surprise is in maybe we didn't think we were going to get him and we get him today.
Well, you know, Kendall Tompkins is an interesting one because that one's kind of gone back and forth.
Justin Rogers?
What's that?
What's the status on Justin Rogers out of Alabama?
Justin Rogers committed late last night, so he's on board. I think the big issue with him could be academics down the road. He might be a guy you want to watch, see if he'll be able to qualify and stuff. So we're just actually getting back to Lincoln. We've hit 3 schools this morning, and now we're getting ready for the Bo Pelini press conference, guys. It's been kind of a long morning already.
Sean, overall, as you see this class coming together, can you kind of tell what Bo is trying to build and the direction that his first year is going to take?
Well, I think the big thing with this class is the depth. I think top to bottom, it's very strong. There's a lot of depth in it. There's a lot of high school players. And I think Nebraska took just one junior college recruit in this class. So you're looking at an opportunity to have a lot of players on your campus for 4 to 5 years versus, you know, taking maybe 5 or 6 or 7 JUCO players like we've seen the past couple of years where your program may not have some depth at some key positions over the long haul.
Sean, I'm going to give you 3 players. Will they qualify academically? Wide receiver Antonio Bell.
Well, you know, it's just so hard to answer any of those questions right now, guys, because
Sean,
you just don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot of school left, guys, a whole semester and then time to take the test. So speculating a guy's academic status now just isn't really fair because you just don't know what they can accomplish here down the stretch because they have till June to get that done with.
Sean, we talked about it as we were getting you hooked up here. What about the Nebraska kids that are coming in? We know about Baker Steinkuhler, but overall, what do you think about the kids from Nebraska in this recruiting class?
Well, you know, when you look at this recruiting class, I think it's a great year for the in-state. Maybe one of the best years that we've seen in maybe the modern recruiting era when you cover recruiting the way we've done the last few years. I mean, there's, I think, 9 or 10 kids in the state signing with BCS conference schools, which I've never seen. I mean, you've got kids going to Iowa. You've got kids going to Kansas, Notre Dame. But obviously, you know, a guy like Baker Steinkuhler really stands out as that's one of the premier players in the country. He proved at the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. I mean, he's the number 2 ranked tackle in the nation. Trevor Robinson was the number 1 ranked guard in the nation overall. So it's an outstanding year to have that kind of caliber of players in the state. I think if Bo Pelini and his staff would have had more time, they would have gotten guys like Tim Berry. Probably Trevor Robinson would have stuck on board, I think. There are just a lot of things that they didn't have time to close out on this year in in-state because you hate to see guys like that leave. You know, the Prater brothers are going to play in Iowa. But for the most part, they did get, you know, Collins Okafor, Sean Fisher, both very solid players, and obviously Baker Steinkuhler.
Sean, it looks like right now the paperwork's been turned in on all but two, Curry Cooper and David Whitmore. Are those guys for sure surefire locks for Nebraska to get?
Yeah, as far as we know, we haven't heard anything different. So unless you know something we don't know, Daddy, your inside sources down there know we don't know anything different. So we expect everybody to be in, down the stretch here. So we'll find out officially when they – sometimes schools might send them out differently or later in the day. But I would expect them all to be in here pretty quick.
Sean, before we let you get out of here, Bill Callahan and his staff really put together, hey, we're worried about where our recruiting class is. Well, the Bo Pelini, Tom Osborne's don't really seem to care about that. Is that the sense you're getting?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't put a lot of stock in that kind of on that kind of stuff, but they still want to get good football players. Don't kid yourself when they say they don't care about star rankings or whatnot. I mean, they still want to get good football players. It's not like they're going to say, well, they have these guys rated high. We're not going to recruit them because Rivals thinks they're good. You know, I mean, they're going to go after the best guys, the guys they want. They're not going to put stock into what other people say. They're going to put stock into what they think. And that's what Bill Callahan did. Don't think that he just looked at recruiting services and only recruited the high profile guys, because I think that's a little unfair because they did take some guys, you know, like a Jeff Sauter, guys down the stretch that other people didn't want and took a chance on. But, you know, Tom Osborne and Bo Pelini are definitely going to, do things their way. And I think they're going to find the guys that fit the program. There's going to be less junior college players. I think in-state players are going to be given more of a benefit of the doubt down the stretch. You might see a guy like a Micah Krickemeyer every year get a chance where you might not have seen that with Bill Callahan's staff. So, there's definitely some differences. I wouldn't say it's as big of a difference as you might think.
Sean, my sources, Rivals, tell me that David Whitmore has just faxed his deal in, so he's good to go. Ronnell Grigsby will walk on at Nebraska, is that correct?
Yep, we were just at Central this morning, and Ronnell will walk on. Damon Beckold from Westside's a key walk-on guy. I mean, these are these are Division I guys that had opportunities to go play Division I elsewhere. Brian Thorson was a Buffalo commit, turned down Buffalo to end up walking on. So there's quite a few walk-ons, and Grigsby, Thorson, Beckold, Brett Maher right there in Kearney headlined the list, I think, of some of the top walk-ons.
Another 4 years of Grigsby. Daddy can't wait.
Yeah. No, I got off of him this year. But you know what, Sean? What is the number of walk-ons Nebraska can expect to add to this team this year?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because I think they've gotten a lot more walk-on commits than they thought they were going to get. They had, I think, 27 or 28 at one time. And, the numbers issue is going to be the big concern. I think they might have too many. They don't want to have too many guys or they're not going to have enough room or space to utilize them. I spoke to one high school coach yesterday, and one of his players had committed to walk on at Nebraska, but he was just told, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he was just told that, he's going to have to actually, if he wants to walk on, join the team in January and sit out the fall semester. And a lot of it had to do with numbers. So, it's a deal where they want to have a lot of walk-ons, but they don't want to have too many. They're not going to be able to utilize them properly and just have guys standing around. So, I think, they have 25 to 30 right now. I don't know what it's going to end up at, but that's quite a bit when you add in the fact that you have 27 guys signing and another 25 to 30 walking on. I mean, that's almost 60 new guys. You're
absolutely.
Add to that. I mean, that's a whole UNK or UNO recruiting class you're going to add in with your regular recruiting class.
Sean, last question I got for you, and I'll definitely make this of local interest. Have you been able to break down Brett Maher? I mean, have you looked at tape on him?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to Chris Brown quite a bit about Brett. You know, I know Chris really well. My college roommate's sister married Chris, so I've gotten to know him several years. And Brett works out with Chris, or he has. And Brett actually is good friends with Mr. Maher because he did his student teaching in college under him. So he's had some elite instruction, and he's really learned from some of the best. And, I think that's really helped him get ahead of the curve as a kicker. But what really stands out about him, guys, is he's an outstanding athlete. I know when Frank Solich and those guys offered him at Ohio, they saw a lot of Josh Brown, Chris Brown in him, meaning that not only was he a kicker, he was an outstanding athlete. You're talking about the premier pole vaulter in the state of Nebraska. He arguably might have been the best player athlete on the Kearney team this year. I mean, I didn't see Kearney play, but from all accounts I heard, he was maybe their most explosive, best athlete on that team. So he's not just a kicker. I mean, this guy's a phenomenal premier athlete in the state of Nebraska.
Well, Sean, when you're talking about the premier Husker insider, we're talking about one man, Sean Callahan. Thanks so much for the time. You're the best.
All right, guys. We got to set up our date so we can go out there and have a little fun sometime here this next month.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. We'll catch up with you then, too.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Callahan, obviously referring to he's been out here the last couple of springs with the recruiting video, the recruiting questions that you can ask, he will answer them, and was in the Tri-Cities a couple of places last year. And when we get that put together and have more information for you, we will let you know when and where those spots will be.
Doug, just a little bit of following up. Justin Rogers is a running back in Alabama that had over 2,500 yards. Now, Nebraska, I think, promised Collins Okafor they would not take another running back. So they've now said that this kid, they would like him to play defensive back. Nonetheless, supposedly he is in. Sean Callahan is saying grades may eliminate him from this class as he may not be eligible. Other kids that I hear there may be questions about. Antonio Bell, a 6'2", 180-pound wide receiver from Daytona Beach, Florida. Defensive back Alfonso Denard, a 5'10", 185-pounder from Rochelle, Georgia. And then the offensive lineman out of Omaha, Burke, and Ricky Henry. Those three are the three that people are a little bit concerned about at this point. Now, obviously, it's all speculation. But with Ricky Henry's pass, he's not going to be eligible. And
A, B, C. Fill in the blank.
Damn it.
Jay? Hey, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will have more. We're going to get a local angle for you. Tomorrow, Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College is going to join us. We are going to talk to Daryl Morris. But they may not be releasing their list today, and so we have to wait till the list comes out. We may chat with him tomorrow, most likely Friday, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jenny Kropp is coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little volleyball with her, all that, and a whole lot more on the recruiting trail when we come back.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it? Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
Are you a winter sports nut? Then you are very welcome inside the doors at the Chicken Coop. The Chicken Coop is a family-friendly sports bar and grill that sports so many screens, you won't miss a minute of the action. Whether you like NCAA or pro basketball or any other televised winter sport, there isn't a bad seat in the house. And don't forget, the Chicken Coop serves your favorite food and beverages, including microbrews. Find out why fans flock to the Coop. The Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be at home this weekend, battling Cedar Rapids Friday and Saturday night with face-off at 7:05. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are on the road at Colorado Mines on Friday night. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will play at Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. The women at 6, the men at 8, and then they will play at Dort on Saturday. Women at 2, men at 4. You can hear the games on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska men's basketball team looks for their third straight conference victory tonight when they play at Kansas State. 7 o'clock tip-off on Fox Sports Midwest. The Huskers will host Texas Tech Saturday. The Nebraska women are at Colorado tonight. They will host Oklahoma State on Sunday. In wrestling, UNK will host Grand Canyon Friday and Western State Saturday in a duel. The Hastings College wrestling team will host Briar Cliffs Saturday afternoon. The Nebraska wrestling team will be hosting Oklahoma on Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
We'll see the sky becoming mostly sunny as we head through the afternoon, and we're looking at a high of 29 degrees with winds from the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy. We'll see a slight chance for snow showers developing and get down to a low of 11. Tomorrow, we'll hit a high of 34. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, 12 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Let's do some Troutman's trivia. It's a big day. Why not give away a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats, where you can get steak, you can get the freshest ground beef around, you're going to get sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. Maybe you like the snack sticks, maybe the beer and wine selection, maybe the soups, maybe the seasoning, maybe the seafood. I'll tell you what, I can't believe that Carrie and the gang get all that into that building, but they can. T-Bone says, come on in, see what we've got. So it's time for Troutman's Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for the $25 gift certificate. Hey, Daddy, the Pro Bowl's this week.
Yes, it is, in Hawaii, lovely Hawaii.
One former Husker elected to play in the Pro Bowl. Who is it? One former Husker elected to play in the Pro Bowl. Who is that former Husker? 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Call now, and you've got a chance to win Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
A little bit of soft toss for there for you today, people.
Yeah, we want you to feel good. A lot of things were messed up because of the weather yesterday. Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams doubleheader tonight on KHAS at Nebraska Wesleyan, 6 and 8 o'clock. UNK, women went out and rolled. The men fell behind big early, but they come back and win their fifth in a row. They are rocking and rolling right now. Congratulations to the men. 12-10 overall, 10-4 in the conference. Jeff Martin had 25 points in the 72-66 victory. The women went 80-52. Melissa Hinckley, 17 points, 8 rebounds. Caitlin Petrie off the bench with 13 points. The Creighton Blue Jays, big win last night over Northern Iowa, 74-50.
Killed them.
The Northern Iowa's on a slide.
Did you see that dunk, though, over the Creighton guy?
Yeah, they made that number one last night, kind of weak, but for a number one, but at least it made the highlights from the Quest Center. Nebraska men tonight, they are in action playing at Kansas State. The Nebraska women are at Colorado. Doc Sadler joins us on the program this week. I believe we will have him on tomorrow on the program, so stay with us for that. We do have a winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Andrew from Kearney knew it was Kyle Vandenbosch, the only Husker on the Pro Bowl roster.
So Vandenbosch, lighting it up for the Titans, is headed to the Pro Bowl, which we played on Sunday.
Doug, some area kids from, you know, in the area going Division One, Division Two, but a list of schools. We're going to get a local flavor on that. I don't know, Jenny Kropp expected to join us here shortly. But signing day has taken on a whole new life the last 2, 3, 4 years with all the attention put to that. ESPNU started, I believe, at 11 o'clock this morning. If you're out there interested in national things and how things are looking at the overall picture, ESPNU is covering that.
Well, we talked about Brett Maher with Sean Callahan and a walk-on going to Nebraska, and you know, there had been a lot of talk from the moment that he that his dad, I guess, was named the superintendent, and that he and his sister and the athleticism that they were going to bring to help Kearney High. And you know, there was a lot of talk about where he's going. A lot of big schools were out there. He said today the only Division One scholarship offer he received was from Ohio. He said Notre Dame, Missouri, TCU were among some of the folks here lately that contacted him, but he wanted to go to Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be a part of it. Looking forward to going in there next year and starting trying to get the Nebraska tradition turned around again.
And he also talked about Coach Bo Pelini and his conversation with him.
He's really personable, easy to talk to. Seems like a great guy, going to do things right. And look forward to talking to him and being with him more in the future.
Now, of course, Maher, coming from Centennial, you know, you say what you want. Everybody dogs the kids that play smaller school, whatever, fill in the blank for sports. So I asked Brett, I said, how much benefit, or do you think it was a big benefit coming to Class A, even if it was for just this 1 year?
I sure don't think it hurt. You know, getting more publicity at Class A versus C1, and with Coach Cool and all the coaches here, they know how to get your name out, and so it definitely didn't hurt.
So Maher is going to the University of Nebraska. He, you know, great track athlete. He says maybe looking at track, especially his freshman year, just kind of depends on how that meshes with football. I think we all know that if you're out for football, it's pretty tough to be a two-sport athlete at a Division I college. Now, if they redshirt him, you know, maybe track helps keep him in shape, helps keep him interested.
He's a kicker,
you know,
for God's sake. Does he need to be in shape?
Well, I'm just saying. You got to get tired of booting balls for 2-3 hours a day.
I don't know. It'd be a pretty good professional life. You know, if you're around Chris Brown and Josh Brown, see how those guys live a little bit. Might not be all that bad of a road to travel down.
There were two other Kearney High Bearcats that signed today. Brian Hagert is going to Chadron State, which always makes people boo him a little bit, although not too much today in the commons area at Kearney High.
I made a visit up there a few weeks ago, and all their coaches seemed really nice, and I really liked it up there. And they have a pretty good record, so.
About 24-2 the last couple of years. I don't know if that was meant anything to a lot of people. He said UNK and a lot of NAIA schools recruited him, like Hastings College, but like the way Chadron went. And then Rustin Dring. He is going to go to UNK, and he talked about that decision.
It's a really good decision. I felt that I really liked the coaching staff, and UNK was a better fit academically for me as well as football, and I'd like to continue running the ball.
Well, a little egotistical there. It's a really good decision. You make that by yourself? Oh, I'm real happy with my decision.
And he wants to play running back, but his sister is also there, of course.
I don't know. She said it was a really community-oriented campus, and there was good fan support, and it was a lot of fun competing for UNK.
So, of course, Kelly Dring with track up there now. Rustin Dring, he really wanted to play football, and he talked about the selling point. I asked him, you know, how does UNK, we know about UNK and Kearney High, the pipeline. I said, what was the selling point to you?
The big selling point for me was definitely the fact that I'd still be playing running back. Every other college was recruiting me as a safety or defensive back, and I want to continue playing running back. So that was by far the biggest selling point for me.
So the Kearney High kids signing today, there are a couple of Kearney Catholic kids that signed. But overall, and again, you know, we're not privy. Sometimes we don't get all the press releases. Sometimes schools just flat out don't send them out. Of course, there's the fall signing period where some kids have went on already to make their decisions. But, you know, not a whole lot out of Grand Island. Didn't hear a whole lot out of Hastings about where kids are going. And maybe even in Kearney, the numbers are down a little bit. But today, Megan Nickel and Erica Hammock, a couple of ladies from Kearney Catholic, decided what they're going to do. And we'll hear from them in a minute. Nickel's going to UNO to play soccer. Hammock has decided to run track and cross country at the University of Nebraska. So to all the athletes that signed on the dotted line today, best of luck as you move on to the next level. That's what you got to say to them.
That's right. You know, you hope as a high school athlete, I think that the mindset is, hey, there's always that question in your mind, can I compete and can I compete right away? Or is my butt going to have splinters in it? You know, because you've played. You know, Brian Hager's played his sophomore, junior, senior year in high school. He's been on the field competing. Will that be the case? Can you step up, make that jump, and play for a Chadron State?
Dring and Hager also, well, Dring made the comment because he was asked the question, looking forward to being able to play against each other, because if Hager's a nose guard and Dring's the running back when Chadron and UNK battle, they kind of chuckled and said that'll be okay. I'll tell you what, if you are looking for lunch, and who isn't as this time of the day, why not stop into the Chicken Coop at either downtown Kearney or Grand Island? Quick lunch, they take care of you. You can get in and out of there for very little cash. You can get a sandwich, you can get pizza, you can get wings, you can get boneless wings. Maybe you just want an appetizer or even a salad. Even the salads, Daddy, are good at the Chicken Coop, and well, I know you've had one.
Oh, I've
taco
had
taco salad, chicken salad.
Well, it's free a lot of times because you win playing Keno. Well, or not.
They got the best wings in town, numerous flavors to choose from. They've got, of course, medium hot and buck nasty, pepper teriyaki, the honey Dijon, the Jack Daniels, the honey barbecue. Try their famous sandwiches, chicken tender hoagie, one of our personal favorites. Of course, they've got the pulled pork sandwiches. They've got the burgers. They've got stuff for kids. Can't decide? Come on in and just check out the menu. Specials every day. And, of course, if you're coming in, you're also going to catch all the great sports that are on TV, whether it's the NBA or college, whether it's golf, whether it's tape delay, whether you want to go in and watch some horse racing. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every night. Catch all your favorite sports on the TVs at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jenny Kropp should be joining us when we come back here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Won't believe your eyes when you stay at Microtel Inns and Suites. Not because of the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls. Not because of the plush bedding and daily complimentary continental breakfast. And not because our stylish new decor looks like something you'll find in a magazine. And certainly not because with our MicroPass card, you can earn free nights at any Microtel. So what makes Microtel so unbelievable that a hotel this amazing could be this affordable? For a great hotel at an even greater price, visit MicrotelInn.com.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray that smell must obey.
Obey the spray! Obey the spray!
Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo. Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see the sky becoming mostly sunny as we head through the afternoon, and we're looking at a high of 29 degrees with winds from the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy. We'll see a slight chance for snow showers developing and get down to a low of 11. Tomorrow, we'll hit a high of 34. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, 12 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, you know, I was talking with UNK coach Daryl Morris about the recruiting class, and we're going to have him on the show. But he's also the chairman of the UNK Blood Drive that's coming up Monday from 11 to 5 at the Nebraska Student Union, Daddy. And he says, you know, I've been sick, so can't, unless I'm better by then, you know, I'm not going to be throwing out, you know, the bad blood. But he said they could definitely use yours. He says he has some relatives in Kentucky that are a little light on the 80 proof and would love to have you come in and donate a pint of blood on Monday. He says it takes all types, especially yours. You can help make sure the right blood type is available at the right time for patients with serious medical needs. Each day, an average of 38,000 units of red blood cells is needed for patients in the United States. And on any given day, your blood could make all the difference. Whatever your type, the Red Cross is asking for your help now. Make a life-saving commitment and stop by the UNK Blood Drive at the Nebraska Student Union. They're in the Cedar Room Monday from 11 to 5. If you need to make an appointment, 865-8033. You can contact 865-8033.
Doug, there's some great college basketball on hardwood last night. Tennessee played Florida in the second half of the game. I wrote a little bit of a blog this morning about the game. Up tempo, Tennessee able to score 60 points.
Which you can
Doug and Daddy blog.
Superstation.com?
I never blogged. I was never a blogger. Didn't really know what a blogger was. I'd never been on a blog until our friend Dan here in the production room informed me of how to do it. It's very simple. You get on, you can respond to anything we say. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree, maybe you think we're morons. That's fine. But I found it interesting. On the eve of North Carolina Duke, Dickie V's return to college basketball, a lot of people out there, I hear him say every day, well, I don't really follow that until March. Folks, you missed out last night. That is a high-flying act that Bruce Pearl and the Tennessee Volunteers put on the floor.
I love watching Tennessee.
It is an amazing. They play about 9 or 10 guys. I believe I looked up the statistics, and I believe 10 guys played more than 10 minutes. Which, you know, you don't see that in college basketball. I mean, 5 and 4.
That's different than UNK, right?
It is. It is different than UNK. I mean, not that deep at UNK, but well, Tennessee. Right.
They still win, though.
Oh, they were causing Florida to have turnovers, and with a 30-foot pass and throw it up, and somebody would come in the backside and just jackhammer it home. It was amazing, amazing second half of basketball. Do not wait until March this year. As deep as this field is, Tennessee is a 7th-ranked team in the country. I was actually sat there amazed that there could be 6 better teams than that.
Well, did you look at the top 5 men's basketball teams in the AP? Memphis, Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, UCLA, whichever, you know, that's not the exact order. But what year are we in? Is this 1964?
It's certainly, you know what, but Doug, you go back, if they're 7th, nobody would have beat Tennessee last night. Tennessee hoists.
Florida was up by double digits in the first half.
I'm watching the second half. That was an amazing, amazing basketball game.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, because I love basketball and really start getting into it once the football season has wound down. You know something else? We mentioned it yesterday. I don't even know if we mentioned it on the air. When football leaves, all of a sudden it's like figure skating season. That's all you see. That's all you see. But you know something else that you see from time to time?
A little beach volleyball.
Thank God there's some volleyball on. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show one of the all-time greats from our area. And on signing day, Daddy, you mentioned it. We got a lot of high school kids that are going to college at anywhere from the NAIA to Division II to Nebraska and all kinds of Division I levels. And this young lady did it years ago and now is returning to Omaha as part of the Crocs Hot Winter Nights Tour tomorrow night on the AVP Tour at the Quest Center in Omaha. Grand Island Central Catholic and Nebraska graduate Jenny Kropp joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. Congratulations on, I guess, just for everybody a chance to see you play again. Fill folks in. Have you continued to be competitive since collegiate, or have you just kind of started getting back into this?
Well, after college, I played Puerto Rico for 2 years, and then I moved up to California, and I have a job, so I was doing that. And I kind of just fell into beach volleyball last year. So I started the tour last year. Just as a hobby, basically, but it is competitive, and I started training really hard. So that was kind of my first stint at beach volleyball.
When you first got involved with beach volleyball, did you ever feel it would take you to the Super Bowl to do promotional events?
No, because actually when I started beach volleyball, I was so bad at it because it's so different from indoor. I thought I would just be terrible forever. It took me a long time to learn.
What's the biggest difference, obviously, with just a couple people out there or 4 people or depending on what style you play, but what's the biggest adjustment?
Probably the weather, being super, super hot, cold, the wind. There's such a breeze off the beach, off the ocean, I mean, that the ball moves. It doesn't move indoor like that. And the sun, also the sand, trying to move in the sand. But there's different strategies, too, just because you don't have 6 people to stand there and dig a ball. You have 1 defender, basically, and a block. So it's a lot different.
It usually moves on the beach with me, not from the wind, but because I'm drinking. But that's another deal.
I think most people, it does that, too.
Jenny, what happened? Take us back to last week, and what were you involved with at the Super Bowl?
Last week, me, Angela Lewis, Holly McPeak, Jen Snyder, a couple girls, went to the Super Bowl, and we did a promotion for the AVP Crocs Tour. We actually set up a sand court outside the arena, and we did clinics. We played. We actually had a game with the Playboy Bunnies. They weren't as bad as I thought, but it was a lot of fun. And then we actually got to go to the Super Bowl at the end of the trip, so it was a lot of fun.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And now you're in Omaha for a big event tomorrow. Kind of tell us a little bit about the tour and what fans that will be coming to the Quest Center tomorrow will be witnessing.
Tomorrow we're going to have 4 guys, and they're going to play a round-robin tournament. So they'll play a game with each person, and then they'll have a final to see who wins. Casey Jennings is going to be here. He's one of my favorite players to watch. He's really, really fun to watch. Matt Furbringer, he's a great player. They finished in the top 3. They got first a couple times. They're really good players. The girls will be doing the same thing. Holly McPeak, she's a three-time Olympian, probably the greatest player in history of beach volleyball. She'll be out here, Angie Akers, Angela Lewis, and myself, and we'll do the same thing, round robin, and then we'll have a finals. And so probably stick around and talk to the people afterwards so you can have interaction with the players. And then we're going to get on the tour bus that night and actually head to Chicago for another stop.
Jenny, now there's 19 events in this entire tour. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Taking you everywhere from what it starts in Oklahoma City and ends somewhere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, they're going all over the place, just going indoor, building courts in, you know, in places like the Quest Center so that we can have a chance to play in the winter, because usually it's the off-season, you know, you're on for 4 months and then you're off the rest of the time. So it's a nice chance. They're trying to introduce, I think they're going to try to introduce a winter night tour, you know, from now on. So that'll be exciting.
This sounds more like a job to me than, do you still have your regular job?
Yes, I do still have my regular job. It's pretty stressful, but I've gotten by so far doing both. So that's what I'm hoping to keep doing.
We're talking with Jenny Kropp here on the Doug and Daddy Show, playing some professional sand volleyball at the Quest Center in Omaha tomorrow night, part of the AVP Tour. She was the Rookie of the Year last year, three top 10 finishes with your teammate. Talk about finding a teammate, meshing. How did that all come about with Jen?
Actually, it's kind of a cool story. She was my coach, her and Heather Lowe. They play on the tour. They've been playing for 8 years on the tour. So they do, they give lessons. So Jen was my coach for probably about 3 months. And then I went on tour with a girl named Julie Romeus. And me and Julie played Jen and her partner. And they were ranked like seventh or something. And they just weren't having a good year last year. And we actually beat them. So after that tournament, Jen asked me to be her partner. And, of course, I said yes. So it was relatively easy. And it wasn't, you know, my thoughts at the beginning of last season weren't to get into the AVP Tour and do every single tournament and go hard. But as soon as I had a partner like Jen, who was so good, and I knew that we could be really great, that's when I kind of decided that I wanted to do it full time.
Yeah, it's interesting. You have a coach. Don't yell at me anymore. I'll smack you.
No, it's nice, though, because, you know, you can fire your coaches now if you don't like them.
Jenny Kropp with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Jenny, I know the football players are asked this all the time, so how much do you still follow what's going on at the University of Nebraska with the volleyball program, and are you involved at all?
You know, I'm not really involved. I still talk to Coach Cook and Lindsey Wischmeyer up in the offices, and I watch them as, you know, as often as I can. I didn't get a chance to come back and see any games this year. I did last year. But it's hard being so far away, and they don't put it on TV out there, or it's not on the radio, so it's hard to follow. But my mom will give me updates and stuff like that.
Sharon Zavala went over the 700 win mark this year. Can you believe she's still coaching?
I know. That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah.
State
I can believe
champions.
That, though, because she's had so much success.
And we got an email here, so I could have waited until afterwards, but this is from Ron in Grand Island, so we'll read it here and then get some reaction before we let you get out of here. From Ron in Grand Island, his email says, of watching Jenny Kropp's entire career in high school, she was the most athletic female I have ever seen. She was so fluid on the volleyball court and the basketball floor, ran like a deer and could jump out of the gym. I would venture she was even smoother than Daddy in his prime. On top of that, she's a neat young woman, never made a big deal out of her success, was a great role model for all the young ladies who want to play sports, and no doubt she deserves all the success she had at Nebraska, a great teammate who the other players enjoyed, Ron in Grand Island. You look back at the time you had in Grand Island, Jenny. I remember that's what a lot of people were saying about you, and I guess coming out of Grand Island, Central Catholic in Nebraska, probably a lot of good things have happened because of the upbringing and the chain of success you went through.
Yeah, no, I have great roots. I have a great family and friends, and I still talk to my friends. I guarantee that's Ron Peterson. Tiffany is his daughter, and she's one of my best friends. I went to her wedding in May, and I have the best friends from Central Catholic that I still talk to. And the best support, my family, they've helped me through everything, and they've always supported me. And even when there was things like I didn't think I could do, like this tour, I didn't even, at times, you know, it gets rough. You don't know if you can do it, and they support you and push you through it, and I couldn't have really done it without them.
He also says you're getting married in March, and really, to be honest with you, I always thought our paths would probably cross and fate would make a connection. So tell us about this character.
Well, his name's Adam. He's from Jersey. You would like him. He's from New Jersey, and we met, actually, we both work at Cintas, our company. He works an hour away. I work in West LA, and he worked in Vista. And we met through a function, kind of didn't think anything of each other, and then a year later we met again, and that was basically when we started dating, I guess you call it.
What's his average income? No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. See that?
Well, Jenny, hey, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. So much going on. Glad to see the success continues to follow you, and hopefully quite a few folks can make it to the Quest Center tomorrow night and watch you play.
Are you better than Tom as a professional athlete?
No. No, I'm not. He's a legend. No, I'm not.
Well, they're having a little success the last couple of weeks here, too, so... Nothing wrong with that. Again, Jenny, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck tomorrow, and we'll keep some tabs on you.
All right, thanks, you guys. I hope everybody can make it out to the game.
Tomorrow night, Jenny Kropp and the crew and the AVP Volleyball Tour at the Quest Center in Omaha, and we're sure pleased that she could give us a few minutes this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Great, great young lady. Enjoying some... I don't know how you do that. This is a tour. They are gone. I obviously must have some... A nice boss allows her to do something. But I think financially you can do awfully well on this tour as well.
Sometimes you got to find the right job where you can still work while you're on the road a little bit.
Why do I have a feeling that Adam's not in my tax bracket? You know, the 12-2 to 14-6. Unbelievable.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little more signing day information when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We thought it might be a good idea to get the boys together to do a little singing. You know, to add a little glitz and glamour to the show.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You'll be comforted to know that we've since decided to take her easy in the old glitz and glamour department.
Your link to everything Hastings is HastingsLink.com. Set your homepage to HastingsLink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's HastingsLink.com. HastingsLink.com. Your link to Hastings.
Star versus a cell phone. Well, a cell phone is great for many things. People think it'll help if you're in a crash, but a cell phone can break. You're out of range, the battery dies. OnStar, on the other hand, can contact you if you're in a collision. If there's no response, an advisor calls emergency services with details of the crash. That'd be pretty hard for a cell phone to do. So, in a crash situation, you might want to put your money on OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for system limitations and details.
Hey, this is Terry Bowden for Rivals.com. Man, where were these guys when I was recruiting kids at Auburn? Shoot, when I was coaching, we'd bounce all over the dadgum country and stay in every little town you'd ever heard of just to find the college football info you get on Rivals.com. Check it out. Local writers and passionate fans serve up the inside info about recruits and every college football team out there. And right now, the folks at Rivals.com will give you a free 7-day trial when you sign up. Like they say, the game is never over at Rivals.com.
Free trials are subject to additional terms and restrictions. See details at Rivals.com.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperStation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see the sky becoming mostly sunny as we head through the afternoon. We're looking at a high of 29 degrees with winds from the west at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be partly to mostly cloudy. We'll see a slight chance for snow showers developing and get down to a low of 11. Tomorrow we'll hit a high of 34. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently 12 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, it's a little warmer today, but if you're going to golf, you're going to do it inside. And, of course, you might be thinking about golf. This week's tour stop, AT&T. Oh, always some great memories out of Pebble Beach.
Can you play that course? I believe you can in the golf simulator. I don't know why not. It's a golf course north of town. that's owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Why don't you drive out today? Maybe just checking things out. They're there for you. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Go out. Check them out. Ask about their memberships. Everything. They got one to fit your needs. They're affordable from as low as $290 for a single five-day-a-week membership without cart, up to full family seven-day memberships and cart rental included.
You absolutely can play Pebble Beach. I just got a phone call that said absolutely. So.
They said absolutely. You're damn right. Come out and check them out today. Prairie Hills Golf, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, they're waiting for you. Go out and check them out today. There's a new attitude. There's a new feel. Prairie Hills Golf, they're expecting to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska. Get out there. Check them out today.
Well, it is National Letter of Intent signing day. We talked about the Kearney High football players that are going on over at Kearney Catholic. Had a chance to get there for their signings this morning, so a couple of quick notes there. First off, Megan Nickel is going to go to UNO. And here's one of those kids that benefited from the open enrollment rule. Now, here's a kid from Gibbon. They don't have high school soccer in Gibbon. She was a very talented soccer player, wanted a chance to play high school soccer. Pick whatever school you want, fine. She came to Kearney Catholic and played soccer there. And now she's decided to go to UNO.
I really like the coach from UNO. And when I went and visited the team, I liked the team and just like how close they were with each other. And I was looking at Hastings, I guess, but I liked UNO better.
Megan's one of those kids that you save these interviews and then you play them back when they're seniors.
So she didn't want to do that very bad.
No, she was a little giddy might be the word, or nervous. I couldn't quite tell, but best of luck to her. And then, you know what, the more I've seen this kid grow, she's just one of the great, great, great athletes. I don't care what you look at. If you're not a Division I volleyball player or basketball player or football player, sometimes you get overlooked. But this kid, Erica Hammack from Kearney Catholic, she's come out, she's playing basketball this year, and she's doing an outstanding job for that team. She's been a medalist year in and year out, cross-state, cross-country, on every meet she's in. She's got so many that I don't know what they're going to do at graduation because they're going to need extra tables to put all these medals out. She's going to Nebraska to compete in track and cross-country. Had a lot of offers on the table, but she just wants to continue to get better and thought this was the best spot to go.
I wanted to go somewhere where I knew I'd get better. I mean, I knew I'd get better if I went to a smaller division, but I wanted to just go to the top so I could work my hardest and just get better and make my times better.
There have been a lot of kids that have come out of this area that have done some great, great things. And if Hammett continues to improve, I mean, she, you know, you look at Colby Whistle on the boys' side, and you know, you've had the Voltmer girls come out of Kearney Catholic. There's no telling what she can do. And I asked her, you know, you can just kind of tell from the early responses that, you know, her career's not going to be over, she hopes, in 4 years.
As of right now, college is what I'm focused on. And then if I do improve a lot, maybe the Olympics, but I'm going to have to get a lot better. And I know that I'm going to have to work hard.
Dwayne Schmidt, her coach, afterwards saying, you know what, she's going to be right there. She is a great athlete, and she's going to do some good things at Nebraska. And those are the kids that we were able to catch up with this morning.
Drug testing. All those people that run like she does. I don't understand.
Yeah, just going to go out for a 10-mile run this morning.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a stretch.
I'm going to run to the Odessa bar, stretch out, and come back. Why not?
What's wrong? Yeah, I'm gonna cruise down to Gibbon. I'm gonna run from Cabela's to Gibbon.
I'm gonna run up
and back.
I'm gonna run up to Menards and check out the new owners and operators at Prairie Hills. Jog back.
There you go. You know, it's just 10 miles north of Kearney. Daddy, anything we didn't hit today that you wanted to hit?
We gotta give a happy birthday, 40th birthday, to our friend Dave Roseberry. You'll never meet a bigger Husker fan and bigger supporter of Bo Pelini and his staff. He loves those guys, didn't like the old regime much, and now he's just couldn't be happier right now as a Nebraska fan. And now he's 40 and everything's downhill from here on out, Dave.
I'll tell you what, he's also, you know, you've thrown this out before from time to time, Daddy, I know, but he is one of the greatest Sandhill Panthers of all time. Teammate of one of our friends of the show, Terry Douglas, from the Grand Island Independent.
Yes, he is. Happy birthday, David. We wish you the best. I know your wife's turning 40 here shortly, too, so happy birthday to both Dave and Danny Roseberry.
Wow, throw that out. She's going to love you for that. Greg Sharp named the voice of the Huskers. There's a big shocker. Thanks for the opportunity. Hey, we want to say thanks to Jenny Kropp and Sean Callahan for joining us tomorrow. Doc Sadler and Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.